Phone hacks. Ring a ding ding, you got the kings. Welcome to another episode of the Phone Hacks Podcast with me, Mike Goldstein, and the Ray Manzarek to my Jim Morrison, Nick Capper. How are you, Nick?
Riders on a storm, like a dog without a bone. Ditty. Litty. Which one was Ray Manzano?
Well, Manzarek, but he was the keyboard cunt, so you got it.
Yeah, I thought it was him. Yeah.
But I don't know. That means he is, I still think, maybe alive and happy and rich, whereas Morrison died fat, alcoholic, alone in a bathtub. So is that my future?
That is, Ray's dead now too.
Is he?
But he had a good run. You know?
Ah, damn it. Yeah.
That's huge Doors fan and our guest for the week. You're wearing a Doors shirt right now.
Yeah, always. Well, you know, it's more of a onesie. But
Gerard McGowan is back. We only had you on, what, a few months ago. And, you know, we were here.
But the fans demanded me back.
They love it, dude. Yeah. They love these crossover apps. They go wild for it, you know.
The amount of people we have to block in the Facebook group, just Gerard chat. You know, there was going to be a Gerard group open up. Gerard's best moment.
Yeah,
it was wild, man.
Yeah,
beautiful.
Call them the Jerry Jerkoffs.
Jesus. How you been, Jerry? Good. You guys are over in Sydney. I'm here in bloody, you know, in the coffee scarf capital, Melbourne. You know, just sipping them a lattes.
I know I've brought it up before, but why is the fucking screen so greasy?
It comes up every episode. Like he's got so much. He's a clammy man, and then he's got so much Vaseline, like just on everything all the time, that it just transfers.
Oh my god!
I've got a crack. We discuss this every episode. I've got a crack. Three cracks running straight through the camera. Straight through it.
It looks like you're coming out of a swamp.
Well, it smells like you're coming out of a swamp.
I'm actually having a steam, guys. I actually do this live from the sauna. Ooh, yeah. I'm so relaxed. That's how I get my dulcet tone.
I'd believe it. I really would believe it.
But it's like invest in a new laptop. I think you got the iPad. You can't make it work with the Zoom episode. So.
You guys have got a bit of money, right?
Yeah, we're doing okay.
Yeah, come on, Kappa.
Hey, I'm not on Channel 9 money. I'm on channel no money.
Yeah. You're on every channel. He's in every other goddamn ad on TV.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So he's got
They can't put you on TV. Too greasy. Look what you're doing to this screen. Imagine the big screen. Yeah. Huh?
The 7-Eleven cameraman for the ads was like, why are you putting Vaseline on my lens?
Take a few pounds off. Hey, we need more grease on screen. That's my motto. That's not enough grease. That's why they get low ratings on those mainstream channels. Netflix, it's all grease, baby. So much grease on Netflix.
Lord.
Yeah. It was, I want to say, early June when we were in here and Sydney was open. Everyone was here sucking and fucking.
It was a good time.
Yeah. We were laughing at Capper and Melbourne in lockdown and now we're all...
Oh, how the tables have turned, you know.
Suckers. Living the land of the free.
Even I've got vaccinated to get out of this. And, I'm in many a group chat, you know.
Yeah.
The Rogan's the truth.
Yeah, you big Rogan head, big ivermectin dude.
Yeah, I love the horse shit. Get it. Bring it on. Huh?
If you got a horse dong, get the horse medicine. That's what I say. You know, I'm sporting this racehorse monster. Pfizer isn't going to keep it vaccinated. I need more, you know, I got more flesh. I need a horse flesh. That horse medicine.
Racehorse monster.
Yeah. That's
more jockey size, probably, but
the size of a jockey.
I don't know what size dick Swamp Thing has, but I'd say it's relative to you.
Swamp Thing. Wow.
He'd have a big branch. He would have a hog.
You reckon?
Yeah.
I don't know. All that fucking mud and puddle water.
That's the thing in Swamp Thing. It's his actual fucking branch hog.
He can make it as big as he wants. It just matters how many plants are around him. In a drought, no way. He's sporting something small.
Yeah. So it was a few months ago we had you on, and from memory, the hack was friends in comedy
for you? Had to cop that. I'm one of the few fucking people that doesn't bitch out and take it down.
You just leave it up.
Yeah. I leave everything up, you know? I take the hack. I'll wear it.
Yeah.
You know?
No edits.
I don't go through my camera roll.
Yeah.
Don't delete anything. Don't delete any of the notes. I'm playing it raw.
You got nothing to lose.
I got a lot to lose. But I just, get in the spirit of the show.
That's good.
Fucking, have fun.
I do like that because Capper, I was telling Jerry before we started recording that Michael Hing announced his new show today, Letters and Numbers, and multiple people are commenting phone hacks on all his social media posts.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And then he sent me a message. He was like, all these people think this is phone hacks. It's like insane that you guys would have the resources to like set up.
Fake a TV show.
Fake a TV show.
But I've seen those Patreon numbers. I think you guys could fake the moon landing. You know, you're like, I'm up here with Jeff Bezos.
The Patreon could be doing better. 4 episodes a month. Get across.
I like it how people thought that an Asian guy on ABC was gonna.
Yeah.
Was a phone hack.
Yeah.
What the hell? There's nothing wrong.
In a game show that's half math.
What?
Don't worry about it.
Too smart for you. Don't worry about it.
So the premise, just real quick, if there is any first-time listeners, we all swap phones and a spinning wheel decides whether we go through draft tweets, notes, camera roll, search history, and then we do our fun little pranks and giggles at the end. Mm. Yeah, people love the pranks and giggles.
I bet, yeah.
Yeah.
Me not so much, but yeah, it's good.
Oh, Mike got in a bad mood today because I kept shutting down his hacks. He put up the worst hacks. I was like, really, really shallow ones. I was like, this is Jerry. We're dealing with a different beast here.
Yeah.
This guy laughs in the face of our hacks.
Well, he wants to get you canceled, but I consider you a good friend.
And, you're just acting tough because you're on the other end of the fucking screen, cunt. All right? Mike's got to share a room with me.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, it's easy when you're in Melbourne behind the most opaque lens of all time.
Not in the room with a blue belt in jiu-jitsu.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, but mate, you got to remember, I got that farmer's mongrel. I've gutted many animals.
I put mongrels down like you for soup, you know, before dinner.
Before dinner. That's good you stayed at the time of the meal. That's good.
Well, we'll float the hacks at the end, obviously, and then shoot down whatever. And then, let us know the strength of each hack.
Yeah, okay.
And then you can be the judge. But I don't know if I was just like, I'm not going to float any more ideas. You know, this is it. This is what I'm going to do.
I always come in not worried. And then, you know, I get more nervous as the episodes go on.
So you said there was the last hack was something about I love my friends in comedy.
General shit about how I'm not signed to a major agency. Haven't really gotten anywhere.
Well, this is because we're good friends with John Cruickshank, and it was kind of a Cruickshank-esque post because occasionally he'll put something like that up.
Yeah, he does go, yeah. He lets his heart on his Redfern electrical sleeve, you know?
Yeah, which seems, I don't know, out of character, and I've given him shit for it in the past, so I didn't mind doing like a Cruickshank-esque like influence posts, you know?
I suppose. I can see that.
Did he comment on it? There was nothing from him?
No, but he does. If you've ever done anything embarrassing, he knows about it. I'm sure, like, he's caught me eating any food I've ever eaten near him. He gets a picture of it and just hangs on to it. And then years later, he's like showing me a picture of me eating a burger. Like, I don't know. He's just like, look how fucked up you look here. I was like, this is from 2006.
He does that?
Yeah, he catches you. He always gets you at your worst, never at your best, Cruickshank. You know?
Cruickshank and I used to really tease Dave Quirk. We had a group chat whenever because Dave Quirk used to he's a great guy and he used to like anything and comment on anything or whatever. And whenever he liked something very embarrassing or it was a race between Cruickshank and I to see who could put in the group, like, you lame fuck.
Yeah.
You're liking this person's post?
Yeah.
You're the worst.
And last week's episode, we had Beck Charlwood on, first-time guest, and it was a triple Zoom one, so everyone loves
that. Great
those.
Timing, yeah.
Timing was great. Momentum was killer.
Yes.
chemistry.
It was actually really good. I was like dreading the Zoom call, the three-way Zoom. I thought it was going to be horrible. before, but I listened back to the ep. A lot of fun, great guest, and she did a great hack for us. Hey, Mike.
Yeah, I don't know if you saw it. Her hack was the comedy isn't a death rattle. I'm returning to IKEA, but in a corporate role.
I saw that. Yeah.
Yeah, making meatballs from the top, and it went out like within the hour. Everyone was like, good for you, you know, and like, yeah, it's the best call in the current climate and all this. And
yeah.
So she got a lot of support. And
I don't ever begrudge anyone that gets out. I'm always so fucking happy for him.
Yeah.
But if you go, you got to fucking go.
Yeah.
You can't come back after 4 years and then suck. Yeah. It's like, man, you were out. You were successful. You had a wife.
Yeah. Well, that's it. Like, because it's also often framed in terms of like, oh, did you hear about so-and-so? Like they quit comedy.
Yeah.
And, you know, now they're just like, they have a happy family and two kids and a successful job. And you're like, yeah, that's the fucking dream. Get out.
Yeah.
Fucking middle at Slappy's McChuckle Hut.
I remember there's this guy who used to steal Dave Attell jokes, and he pulled one of them, like split with the wife and then showed up back doing open mics and shit. You
really?
Know? And I was like, oh man, he goes, yeah man, just going to focus on comedy, you know? And he's like, yeah, you know, the kids will... She's got him and blah, blah, blah. Yeah. I think he lasted 2 months and he just went back. And it's like, dude, you should have just stayed out.
Stay out. Yeah.
You had a happy life.
Yeah. It's not the Godfather. No one's trying to pull you back in.
No, absolutely not.
I did a variation of a bit and it went all right, but I used to always parody those old comedians that would go, oh, you know, it's great to be here. My wife and kids are at home. Like, that's... Why you to be here, or whatever.
Yeah,
and I used to be like, "Yeah, well, fuck! I wish I had a wife and kids at home. I would not be here. I would be chilling out with them, rather than sitting in a room with you bunch of desperate fucks and comics up the back. There's no way I'd be here."
How'd that bit go?
It went good, but I forget. I delivered it well, and I don't know how to do it now.
Dude, no one knows how to do stand-up anymore, Sydney or Melbourne. We're just watching these Perth, Adelaide, and Brisbane dipshits fucking...
Oh, mate, I got everyone on Instagram on mute. I tell you what, I'm free. I love it.
You just got Rogan?
I love it. Just Rogan, yeah. Just got a... When Olympus fell this week and he caught COVID, I was quite worried.
Go ahead.
I got to say, I hate the pile-on on... like people like Rogan and Kyle Sanderlands, like people, because Kyle Sanderlands said something about the Paralympics and then Rogan says this horse tranquilizer thing and people are like piling on them like they're surprised that both of those guys would say this shit. You're like, that's the stuff they say. Like,
yeah,
the dude's a comedian / fucking MMA commentator. What did you expect him to say?
I know, but it's also like fucking in... the Twitter world, like all that shit is so separate than the actual what's happening, you know, because Dave Hughes tweets every day about COVID, right?
Yeah.
And then everyone's like, he's ruining his career. And he's like, no, he's fine.
Yeah.
Once gigs are back, he'll be doing $20,000 corporates and all the rest.
Every day I drive to work at the building site on Mossman, there's a giant ad for his radio show and it says, listen to win $100 million. And I always think, nah, I'm good.
That doesn't even get you in.
Nah, I'm all right.
Even if it was like, listen for $100 million.
Nah, it's okay. Yeah, that's how I read it. And I'm like, nah, not enough.
Even when you get to the building site and the bloke's like, oh, Gerard, thank God you're here. A clog of shit has backed up on this balcony.
Yeah.
We need you to get it all out. And you're like,
And I always say, I know a guy with a greasy screen. I'll get him in now. He'll fucking lap it up into his mouth.
He said, is that Nick Kappa? He was the best. Had him here 12 years ago working on this site.
Yeah.
Once I put together, I was waterproofing on a deck. You probably know this, Gerard. I was waterproofing a concrete deck.
Yep.
I did a pretty shit job of it. And they said, don't do a shit job. Otherwise, you get concrete cancer and the whole deck just falls off.
Yeah.
And then one of my ex-girlfriend's mates bought one of those apartments and then we had beers on the deck that I'd put the shitty waterproofing in. I was like, oh, fuck, this really came back on me.
Yeah. Funny thing about, I don't know how relatable this is to your audience, but with waterproofers, because the fumes are so strong from that or whatever, they all sniff themselves retarded, like after like 5 years. They don't, none of them make it 10 years in the industry. They just get, the older they are, the dumber they are. They're just like, oh.
Yeah, well, it absolutely had no effect on me.
He was smarter by the end. What was your hack, Cap? It was the text message.
It was the text message to my mate Dan Bryant. You got me to message because his name's Dan Bryant. You got me to message. Where is it?
The original one was like, this lockdown has me horngry, hungry, angry, horny. And then because his last name was Bryant, I think you added on the, are you related to Martin? Like, do you think he did it?
Yeah.
You're a truther for Martin Bryant.
Yeah. I love the Port Arthur truthers.
We know one. Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
As long as we are talking truther.
Me and I told Mike about it.
Yeah.
Oh, that's amazing. I read all the facts on it. They're like, there weren't that many ambulances in that area at the time. They would have had to known that to get all the ambulances there. Oh, so man. Good. Yeah, I had to get this lockdown. I'm hungry, horny, angry. By the way, are you related to Martin? Do you think he acted alone or do you think it even happened?
And the context is you haven't spoken to this dude in years and there was no prior text.
He's kind of a friend of a friend that I kind of became good friends with. He said, you sound scary. And I said, ha ha, sorry, mate, it was for my podcast. And he goes, ha ha, all good. You're making me hungry. So he's all right. Yeah. He's living with a family in Canberra. One of the guys that got out. But close enough.
What did he get out of then?
Just got out of living in the city, you know.
With you.
Near the parliament.
He just moved away from living with you. You consider getting out?
Yeah. Once you're away from the cap. Like I'm comedy. I am comedy.
Yeah.
So you keep telling us. Not hearing many laughs, but
fuck it. We gotta get to the phones because we're on a
let's do it
tight schedule here. Okay, so spinning the wheel to see what Gerard is going through in my phone. I think it's been a while since we've had it's search history. Search history. So,
feed me.
I've been living alone, and it's there's a lot there already.
All right.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah. Just feel free to.
Okay. Give me a second here.
Yeah.
What do we got?
There's a bit. I think. Well, the U.S. Open's on.
He's laughing already.
There's two. There's three. I pretty like, but I got to pick one.
Well, we can do all three, but yeah, just land on whatever.
Okay, so this one is ibuprofen good for vaccine side effects?
That's all right. Is that too Jewy?
No, that's just one above. Masturbating builds immunity.
I got my double dose and I've been doing my own research.
Yeah. Mike's been going that hard that the needle bent when they tried to put it in his arm. It just poing.
This last one I really like. It's just POGS ?
Yeah. Now there is a story behind that one because there's a dude in Perth who put a post up where he was bitching about the Supernova Comic Con not happening in Perth. And he was like, this fucking COVID's bullshit, man. And he was like, the Supernova's off and, you know, I've lost so much work and all this bull. And anyone complaining in Perth already fucking fuck your face forever, right? Yeah. But this guy complaining that Supernova wasn't on. And then I think I screenshotted his post and I sent it to people and I was like, oh, this poor dude can't sell Pogs dressed as Doctor Who, you know? And then I was like, is Pogs right? Is that the right reference? Do they sell? I should have gone with Funko Pops. But this is all, you know, but Pogs is funny to me. And so
what the hell is Funko Pops?
Those stupid fucking figurines with the big heads and the little bodies.
Ah, right. Okay, gotcha. Yeah.
So I just to make sure the riff was solid, I looked up Pogs.
Pogs, yeah.
But it's insane to me to be in Perth and to be complaining about COVID. I know I harp about it every episode.
Yeah.
But still, this guy going, oh, this Comic-Con's
on. Wait, everyone, it's a different type of maniac over there, isn't it?
Yeah.
So I'm told.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Completely.
I'm fucking off the reservation, brother. Loving it.
I mean, I'm not, don't want to be one of those guys just like, hey, it's always worse somewhere else. But you're just like, in India, they ran out of wood from burning all the bodies.
Jesus.
Due to COVID.
Yeah.
He's just like, oh, I can't sell pogs. When am I going to see my Doctor Who friends?
Yeah. Well, that's it.
My favorite trench coat I polished off.
That's it. The lack of perspective is, you know, obviously there's all those different levels to it. But when he was complaining about Supernova not happening in Perth, I was like, oh.
Not having this.
And I was close to commenting, you know, like, but I was like, I don't want to. Yeah, fucking argument.
You don't want to come down from TV heaven.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Commenting on some Gronk's Facebook.
It's TV purgatory. Come on.
You don't want to get beaten up. That's what you're, that's your thing, Mike.
Yeah, I was worried.
Scared of this dude.
I was worried he was going to put those like Hulk hands on and fucking come bash me.
have you had any threats come out of the show?
Oh, well, so I have my first stalker.
Oh, congrats.
Yeah.
So man, obviously.
It's an old gay guy.
Oh, I thought so, yeah. That checks out.
Yeah, and he made, I'll show you, he made like a collage of me in a love heart. So yeah, if camera roll came up, that would have been on there.
First of all, the headshot he's used is 10 years old. Yeah. You wish you looked like that.
Oh, dude. The old, well, one's recent.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
The rest is like entry-level Photoshop as well.
Yeah. So he made he sent a nice message, but then I made the little collage with the love heart. And so this is my first, so, you know, the only person who's contacted me to tell me I'm doing a good job. So I'll probably follow through.
I was gonna, but I'm busy.
But I'm just saying I'll probably follow through because he seems nice.
Yeah. Is that Molly Meldrum trying to get on the show?
Yeah, exactly.
just book the hat. The hat's got the stories, man. That's where he keeps them.
Yeah. All right, what else we got in the notes? Mike, got anything else?
Well, that was search history. So I'll hand it over again and then you can see if anything else comes up.
Because you work a few days on the show, Mike, but then do you have whole days at home?
So the lead up to the show, because we do film two episodes basically back to back, so the lead up is real hectic, and then... Yeah, a million emails back and forth and all the rest. Oh, and then that's all right. So I've actually been busy. Like this time in the hit view all to see the rest. That like it's going quick, and Sydney lockdown compared to Melbourne is way easier. I mean, I think I told you that. Just the yeah. So
yeah, don't rub it in, mate. All right.
All right. This one's interesting because weirdly, I was thinking about this today.
Okay.
But you've Googled Three Doors Down Superman. Clearly, your favorite song.
Oh, yeah. I listen to it. Yeah, every morning, and then before I record a show, just to pump myself up.
Live to air in 10, 9. If I go crazy, then will you still call me Superman? Yeah, live.
One time, I lived at this student accommodation place, and they had like a common room, and they just played MTV all day. And if there was a song, I remember there was Superman by Kryptonite. And it would just ruin your whole weekend.
I mean, none of that's correct. Three Doors Down and the
Three
song
doors
is
down. Whatever the fuck it's called. They would play it every second song and you'd be broke, like hungover, just have to sit in this common room just watching Superman every second time.
Well, so it is.
Songs like that are nightmares.
Yeah, it is. And so someone contacted me from a podcast and the premise of the podcast is pick one of your most hated songs and we talk about it for an hour.
Sure it was.
This will be legitimized when I'm on the podcast and then, you know, but then I did what Capper just did. I couldn't remember whether the fucking song was called Superman or Kryptonite.
Yeah,
so,
it's Kryptonite, yeah?
Yeah, it's Kryptonite and it's fucking terrible. And I think I had that same experience where they were playing it so much whenever it came out that it was just drilled into my head and I hated it from the get-go, but then you couldn't escape it.
Correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah.
But I think they played Trump's inauguration.
Did they?
I think they did.
Holy shit.
Every other band turned it down. They're like, Kryptonite, here we go. Let's go, Trumpy. I'll double check that, but I'm I'm quite certain of it.
Yeah, good for them.
No matter how left-wing you are, if Trump asks you to play at his inauguration, you're just like, well, look, we haven't done a single in years. Yeah. We've got no choice.
Yeah.
Like, we have absolutely no choice but to play this.
Yeah.
And like, unless they moved on to better things, but they haven't.
Yeah. And so whoever they did?
They played it, yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Ah, I wonder why you know this, Jerry. You're paying out Mike.
I was front row center. Go, Trump.
We got the bloke who wrote the Wikipedia page for Three Doors Down right in the studio.
And then the guy asked me what song I want to talk about, and I told him that, and he said, fucking great choice, because
I think
it's a widely reviled song.
I'd agree with that. I'd say it never got its due. But
with your newly shaved head, you do look very like a right wing Three Doors Down. I would see your Three Doors Down syndrome over
here. Oh boy, that's a kill shot. I got to hang up the fucking cans and go, I think.
So that was that one. And then I'm doing the podcast in mid-September or something. And if I knew the name of the pod, I'd give them a plug, but I don't.
Well, they sound great.
All right. Should we get into Jerry's phone then?
Let's do it.
Let's get into the Jerry-nator.
Okay. So let's spin the wheel. You wouldn't have any tweets, would you?
No, I don't have Twitter.
Okay. So good for you. I'm always jealous of anyone who's left Twitter. So let's search history again.
Go on.
Oh. Remember, what have you been looking up, Jerry?
I don't know, but I play it on the tools. I play it raw. I haven't edited anything. I didn't even know how to get into my search history. I'm kind of a Luddite.
Yeah.
I got caught off guard last time. I was like, fuck.
Yeah. So you don't have the Google app.
No, I use Safari. Is that bad?
No, but it looks like there's not a lot of tabs open.
I close everything.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
So, yeah, there's not going to be shit.
No, you can go into history book, can't you?
Oh, well, here we go. So, Patty the Batty?
Patty the Batty.
What the hell is that?
What's Patty the... Is this one of your Irish dad's mates or whatever? Peter Batty.
He was some UFC fighter with a bowl haircut. Called Patty the Batty.
Really?
Love this. Yes.
What, and you just thought of him randomly and then we're looking it up?
He's fighting this weekend and he comes out to like some silly little like scouser. So I was just like, I wonder what Patty the Batty's up to.
Yeah. And then you got an old band searching here, Oasis.
Yeah. Oh, what was that for? Oh, yeah, because I weirdly had to do something similar to you. But they were like, what's the first like song that had a meaning on you in high school? And Wonderwall? No. What's the Story of Morning Glory is the first album I ever bought.
So oh, shit.
I was like, well, couldn't remember if the album's called Wonderwall or What's the Story. It's What's the Story.
Yeah. All right.
So the first time you got beaten up.
Yeah. Yeah, man.
Were you a guitar guy? Like, were you learning those songs?
No, I'm so untalented. You think I'd be doing fucking comedy if I could play guitar? You out of your mind? If I could do anything else, I would.
You strike me as a guitar comic.
Oh, yeah. Or maybe a magician or a puppeteer. Like, a guitar comic? I could only dream of being a guitar comic.
I'm so with you on this one, Jerry. If I could play guitar, not even to a paid level, there's no way I'd be doing comedy.
Oh, are you kidding? I'd be so knee deep in pussy. I wouldn't be hanging out with losers like you guys.
Mike knows how to play the guitar and he still does comedy. That's the fucking saddest thing on earth.
Oh, God.
I'm quite the accomplished percussionist.
I believe, yeah.
So that is absolutely. He was a drummer. That gets the most ladies, the most attention.
Yeah.
And he's still a fucking comic. Like,
yeah.
Shows he really does love it the most out of any of it.
Should I become the drummer comic? Is there any drummer comics?
No.
Fred Armisen did a special on Netflix, was like drumming and comedy, and it was.
No, garbage.
Yeah, yeah. It wasn't great at all.
I heard he hates condoms, that guy.
Does he?
That's what I heard.
Is he out there just raw dogging away?
Yeah, someone wrote an article about it. Like 20 chicks were like, man, this guy will not wear a condom.
All right, there is quite a bit in here. Where did it go? Google eyeglasses? Is that you're looking up for an actual purchase?
I don't even remember that.
Those Google glasses. Remember they started and failed real quick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I was probably just trying to get safety glasses.
Right.
On Google.
Yeah.
And I've typed Google into Safari to to get safety eyeglasses.
This is a search that I love. You've looked up from the Twilight movie series, the actor Taylor Lautner.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. This comes up a lot.
Does
lot
it?
Of people.
I want to know where he's at. I'll tell you. He's not doing much.
I love T-Lot. Yeah. Fuck Robert Pattinson. I'll be T-Lot guy.
Yeah.
Do you want to tell everybody what you had in your search history, Mike? You had a word.
Was it
before Taylor Lautner?
Was it fat? It was fat Taylor Lautner.
Fat Taylor Lautner.
Yeah, yeah. Because you know he was so he was the hunky werewolf with the fucking shredded rig, and then he's like he chunked out a bit.
Yeah, because like yourself, like lockdown, I'm like so fucking bored.
Yeah.
I went through the whole Harry Potter series, and then I was like, fucking, I'm going to do Twilight.
Yeah.
I kind of remember watching them and I was like, yeah, let's just watch them all.
Really?
Whatever. Yeah, watch it all.
And it's fucking awful.
It's fucking awful, but he is better than Robert Pattinson in it. But Robert Pattinson now is a better actor than him by a fucking mile.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, he really McConaughey'd it. Like, he was shit forever and now he's like good.
Yeah. Dude, go watch Good Time.
Oh, it's incredible.
If you haven't seen, it's...
Love that flick.
It's flawless.
Amazing movie. And it was the same dudes who did, what was the Sandler one recently? The Game.
Diamond one.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
Uncut Gems.
Uncut Gems, yeah.
Yeah, and fucking...
If you've never had an anxiety attack, go watch Good Time.
Oh.
The whole movie feels like an anxiety
same
attack.
Same with Uncut Gems.
Yeah, but Good Time's a little worse, I think. You're just like...
Yeah. Yeah. It's fucking tense. But, I mean, definitely. It's interesting to know T-Lot was the stronger... Actor.
Yeah. Well, do you know what fucked him?
What?
He played a retard in an Adam Sandler movie and then just sent out to pasture.
Oh, the Western.
Ridiculous Six. And he was like, and then they're like, no more. I don't care if you got abs. Get out of here. Scram.
But it was funny because when he went fat, you look at his face and you're like, oh, yeah, you should have been fat. Like, he's got one of those faces where he should have been fat. You know, you've always got a friend.
I'm looking at one of those faces now.
A chubby friend.
It's a little murky, though.
Love you, Swamp Thing.
Here are you? You buddy do UFC, you're working out, but you still got this weird pear rig. Like, what the fuck?
Fuck off, cunt. You're going to talk to me about pear rigs, man?
Sporting those weird pear fucking love hairs.
Your whole body is like a bucket of mashed potatoes. So bad. You're a mess, you're a mess.
You're doing blue belt UFC, still don't have any biceps, just like long, stringy arms.
Well, why don't you come to Sydney? I'll put them around your neck and we'll see who's got a bicep.
Bucket of mashed potatoes. That's why it looks like there's gravy on his screen. Okay.
I'll take both of you on. Both of you.
Please.
I mean, I think that's good. Yeah, T-Lot is in there. I used to have a T-Lot phone case as a little joke. It was fun. And he had my initials on his nipples, MG.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's not bad, yeah.
Yeah, but then, you know.
I love a joke phone. Cashman has Shoe Addict.
Does he?
Yeah, Shoe Addict on his phone.
What's Shoe Addict?
Like girls that are shoe addicts, like high heels and stuff.
Oh, right. That's cool. And then there's... Well, stair calculator metric, I imagine that's a workout thing.
But man,
it's actually setting out stairs. I love that your mind went there, that you're like, oh, you're just working out. No, man, building stairs in a house.
One step at a time.
But man, what do you, like, look, yeah, we do have a lot of time in lockdown, but how could you watch three Harry Potter movies in a row? Or
seven, man.
Twilight movies in a row.
Seven, like, Harry Potters, I watched them all.
What?
You watch them all. Like,
this is a night
is
by night. You're not doing like marathons.
No.
You shaved your head.
I would do one a night. Yeah.
Yeah.
One a night. Just like, I think I heard someone talk about this, that if you suffer from anxiety, you like to watch things you've seen before because you won't be surprised.
Yeah.
So I think it's a bit of that. It's like comforting.
Heard that with the American Office series. It's the most popular shit because people rewatch it over and over.
Yeah.
Because it's just like soothing and then like in a lockdown.
Kind of get it, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do that. Like with, I'll listen to like old TV shows when I go to sleep and stuff. Just kind of puts me down or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, we went through a big American Office one last lockdown actually. We had it on just all the time in the background whenever you're cooking dinner or anything. You can just dip in and out, walk anywhere. It doesn't matter. You know, there's so many jokes in it.
Yeah, because I think that, and the Harry Potter movies are low key pretty good. Like,
wasn't it a different director every
one?
Yeah,
yeah.
So but really,
they made them all in England. It was all like they kind of had like a moving structure, but then everyone came at it from a different, like,
right,
artistic sort of.
What's the best one?
I think the best book is Chamber of Secrets. So I'm going to say that's probably my favorite.
Who's the director on that? Is that Columbus?
No, he did the first one.
Right.
And then
right,
it's all kind of guys coming up. That's why I like it. It's like there's no like huge names after Columbus.
I love how we were shitting on Supernova Comic-Con before.
Sounds like we're going to have a booth there next year.
Does your other podcast know about this, Jerry? Or what?
Oh, absolutely.
Have they brought up the Harry Potter thing? Or
those guys are just looking at the same rock they've been looking at for the last year.
But fair enough. But the Twilights, though, must just be punishing.
Yeah, but it's bad, but it's just kind of, I don't know. I just wanted to remember it. Is it like I remember it?
Right.
Which is, and it's, I think I was right. Robert Pattinson sucks so much.
Yeah.
And that Taylor Lautner guy's like pretty good.
Right. Well, because he's like 500 years old, Pattinson, in it, but he's still like a virgin, so.
I love that's what you got out of it. Man, this guy hasn't busted. What's going on? 500 years, no bust.
Yeah.
And then she shuts laptop.
Exactly. She's in love with him, and a 500-year-old virgin. What a fucking
bitch. I don't think he's a virgin. I don't think they ever said that. I think that you just built that into it. Weird.
Did that take away the realism for you, Mike?
It did. I was like, fuck, I lost mine by 35, bro. Come on. all right, Cap. Fucking, we'll go through this process with you on Zoom.
All right.
Let's spin the wheel and see. And then I think you're basically didn't have any Twitter drafts as well. So we're on notes.
I've been doing a couple of tweets lately, but not ones I give a fuck about. Like, you know, just screenshots of Wikipedia pages that are really cool, like cool Wikipedia facts.
Right. Well, I mean, if you want to read those out, it is notes, but I feel like we go to your notebook a lot. You could just do the tweets if you want or whatever.
He's off. You're off the analog notebook. You had some piece of
shit. Yeah, I've been writing on my computer a bit. I have a little Zoom thing with some of my mates, and then we all get our little laptops out and write a bit. Yeah. You know,
set the generator up next to the swamp. Run power into the water.
Just wait for my little pear-shaped boy to come so I can fight him, you know, get the ring set up.
I never thought you guys would be fighting about your rigs.
Oh, my God, man. It's laughable that you would call my body a pear. Like, unbelievable.
It is kind of peary. You do got to admit.
Nathan's got a fat ass you can't stop staring at.
No, I love that caboose. Love it.
So it is. It's notes, but if you got tweets there you want to read out, otherwise, give us some of your notes.
All right. Well, I've been obsessed with the just weird movies. I was going to watch, like, this. I don't know. I was dissing Gerard about watching Harry Potter, but I want to watch Weekend at Bernie's 2.
Oh, yeah. Notoriously bad movie.
Well, you're skipping the original.
The original rules.
Yeah, I know, but the number two sounds crazy.
Like I've seen it. Yeah,
voodoo to bring him back to life, and he only comes back to life when there's music.
What you the know? Fuck? I don't remember that at all.
I watched it in the Rat House with Cambo.
Yeah,
we go through it because the first one's like a classic. It's like really funny, and then the second one is like insane. It's like Return to Oz kind of shit.
Really?
Like, what the fuck?
Same two actors with Bernie? Is it Silverman and
I think one of them.
McCarthy?
Yeah, it's been it's been a minute.
Yeah.
But I think it was one of them came back and then it's another guy.
One of the greatest feats in screenwriting, though, is like, how do we get around to getting this corpse back?
Like, voodoo. The reviews are so scathing on it. They're like, an already tied premise done again. Why would they do this again? It was filmed in New York City. The cast and crew, who are mainly from the Los Angeles area, when the Los Angeles riots of April 1992 broke out, and they stated in an interview they were worried for their loved ones. The Bernie dummy used in the film had been on display for the film's debut shortly before the riots outbreak and was robbed of its painter's hat and $400 sunglasses.
Yeah, sure.
What?
I'm sure Rodney King would have wanted that. We got to stop this production.
Yeah, that was their BLM.
That's why they beat him up. He was trying to break in to stop that movie.
Bernie's lives matter.
That was like, that's how seriously they took things in the 90s, like racial things. They're like, yeah, well, we got to put the dummy out for display, you know? Like,
solidarity.
Put the $400 sunglasses on him and paint. They don't even say beret or anything. They just said paint his hat, which is so funny.
Yeah. So wait. So you're going to the Wikipedia page for these movies and then just screenshotting facts? Is that the deal?
Yeah, I just thought, because I've been obsessed with some movies, like I want to watch the 1988 horror film The Blob, which is based on Jerry's rig.
And, unbelievable. Isn't that the pot calling the kettle blob? Blob.
I just love the fire burning in his eyes. Look at him.
You know I'm going to go home and do push-ups.
Surprised you haven't started already.
I'm going to have your face on the wall. I'm doing push-ups.
Really. Yeah. Soon as I see you next, the shirts are coming off and you're getting me to do a photo. I know you are, you fucking dog. Anyway, it doesn't matter. And then we'll hug afterwards. But
no, we won't.
There's a really good actor in the Blob. His name's Del Close, something Del Close.
Del Close was the improv king.
Yeah.
Yeah. Same dude.
Anyway, he plays the priest in the Blob.
Right.
And there's just this great quote, like great thing in the notes says, Del Close had been scheduled to direct a mock opera about Ronald Reagan at New York's Lincoln Center for Performing Arts during the filming of The Blob. However, the production was canceled. And he was unexpectedly available to audition for The Blob.
Yeah.
Is that so awesome? Like, he was meant to direct Ronald Reagan, and then all of a sudden they're like, look, that's all been canned.
Yeah.
How would you like to be The Blob?
Yeah. It's good. I do like it, but we've also totally lost Jerry because he's still fuming about all the
bombs. Oh, I know. I actually wasn't. I was just thinking, because if you're going to go down that road of like crazy shit movies, I found the Holy Grail because I've been there. I'll save you the time.
Yeah.
The Garbage Pail Kids movie.
Oh, amazing.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. Like
the whole thing is just made by, they just had midgets that they worked over union hours, put them in these little suits that would overheat and they'd like constantly pass out.
Rubber masks.
Rubber masks. Like they just all have heat stroke running around.
And so it was like offensive little caricatures.
Offensive
too.
Little caricatures that they have like, they're always like farting and throwing up. And
I collected the cards as a kid. Crazy.
But the movie is insane. Like there's a crocodile one. He has all the lines, but his animatronic crocodile mouth is like 8 words off the sink of everything he says, like going, why don't we go over there? Like just so far off.
Really?
Why they give him all the lines?
It's got to be a nightmare of a watch though as well.
It's pretty bad. But it's the Holy Grail. You want a shit movie. Dear Lord.
And is hard to get through, or is it like laugh, sit around with the friends and laugh?
I had a few gummies and kind of enjoyed it.
Yeah.
But, right. Okay.
Mm. Yeah.
This sounds amazing.
Do you remember any of the actual names? I remember there was Adam Bomb.
Nerd?
He
just shits his pants. Like every scene, he just shits his pants. And they go, Matt Nerd, you shit your pants again. Keeps happening.
Yeah. Because there was the Cabbage Patch Kids, which they were the parody of or whatever.
The Weird Al Yankovic of the
exactly. But there was like racial ones and stuff from memory that would just totally not fucking exist today.
Oh, totally. It's a wild movie.
All right. Anything else, Cap? Or should we get into the hex?
No, the other only thing I had was like I could write one of those, you know, Pedestrian or BuzzFeed or whatever have those articles like 8 Melbourne sandwich shops you got to visit, like you got to have now.
Yeah.
I thought like because I was obsessed with The Blob, I was like 8 Melbourne sandwich shops inspired by the horror movie The Blob.
Yeah. I don't mind it. Yeah,
but then I do name 8 Melbourne sandwich shops, but then I just loosely tie them to The Blob.
Yeah.
Like, oh, yeah, this sandwich was good, like The Blob.
No bad ideas, I reckon. No.
But Capper has an ability to take a premise like that and actually make it. Like the even with the Scott Morrison is making a dick mobile or whatever, and then it just fucking works. Like he'll float an idea like that and I'll be like, oh yeah, okay, and then it comes together. It does, you know.
The blob savant.
Yeah. But I do hate those fucking Urban List articles, especially in lockdown when they're like the 9 best bars in Melbourne. It's like, what are you doing? Why are you telling us this?
I remember when I worked out that they get paid per click. That's why they're on different pages. And then they sell that. They sell that information back to like, they farm it out to like news.com and stuff, being like, you know, run this ad, you'll get 100,000 clicks because you've got to click 10 times to get through the thing. Counts as individual views.
Click farm.
Yeah.
In India.
Wow. Turbanless. Is that why when you go to a porno site, there's like 8 windows that come up?
No, that's just because you're real fussy.
Yeah, I am in 8 different sites.
Should we just get into the hacks?
Yeah, let's get into the hacks.
Do it.
Hack, Mac. Do it again.
Oh, you could have saved that song for the Patreon.
Hack, Mac, do it. Oh, man, I love that you got the mug off logo in the background. You're
Queen of the Nile, brother, yeah.
Queen of the Nile. That was in every pub, Queen of the Nile.
All right, so I'll roll the dice first. Jerry, you can verify that I'm... Capra thinks I rigged this.
No,
somehow,
I'm watching you.
Yeah, okay, so tapping the dice, and it is a 4.
It's a 4.
Which is a wrap. I think, did we do wrap last time with you? I think I did.
Yeah. You had some... I'm not going to say you had some skills. Sorry. I couldn't get through that.
Was it a bad one? I can't remember if it was a bad one.
I think it was a good one. And we sent it to our old video guy and we were like, man, chop this wrap up and put it out.
That was great.
Actually, do you want a beat again? Because I remember I did a beat.
You did a beat. He's got to give me a topic to wrap about.
Gotcha.
Okay. So what about this one? I'm okay with Sydney getting to 2K.
Okay.
Yeah. That's a bit, I don't know.
It's of its time. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What were we today? 1200 something?
Yeah, way to time stamp this episode so no one in the future can enjoy it.
All right, well, the other one is I want to piss on your dick.
Now we're cooking.
I can kind of I can combine the two somehow.
Yes.
Yeah.
We're talking, oh, man, I didn't know we had Q-tip in the crowd. This is sick.
All right. So, Sydney, 2,000 cases, and then also I want to piss on your dick?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So, as soon as you start...
Beat?
Well, let me time it out because it's a 30-second rep. Okay. So, once you start beatboxing, I will set the timer. And
wicker.
Yeah. 2,000 cases. Gonna put that in Melbourne's faces. Gonna piss on your little dick. Get it out so I can stick my little bits all over your pissy dick. Gonna get some urine on it. Do that shit. That's what I wanted. Fucking 2,000 today. Corona with my big boner. Put it on your pissy dick. You're in trouble. Wick. John is a movie. Keanu Reeves, pee on your dick now. Oh, shit, that's terrible. 35, let's call it there. That's the end of the podcast.
Yay, boy. Yeah.
It was actually too much information. The piss on the dick in the 2000 case, I couldn't make it work. I think I got lost in the message.
Yeah.
It wasn't good. I did my best, but yeah, we'll stick to one thing next time. The combo really, really fucked me up.
You got greedy at the buffet.
Yeah.
It was good though. You tried your best, Mike, but yeah, it was. You did juggle too many there.
Yeah, I don't know. Somehow, man, I got into John Wick and Keanu Reeves. I don't know, it was really a real wormhole of shit. All right, so Cap, rolling the dice for you. Let's see what you're doing this week. Jerry, you can see the dice.
We got a 4.
No.
You haven't hit it yet. That's the old one. We got a 6.
6.
Oh, what's that?
Capra, 6 is a DM to a celebrity on Instagram. Or we could do a story comment, I guess. But I do have one lined up for you. I recently met Whippa from... Fitzy, is it Fitzy and Whippa? Yep. Another radio show here in Sydney. And
I heard they don't talk on air after when they're not on air. cut that out, Callum.
So you find Whippa on Instagram on, I think, yeah, you just put Whippa into the search. I think that's his handle on there. And then have you found him?
W-I-P-P-A.
You got something playing.
Oh, gosh, oh yeah, Whippa. Yeah, there is. Yeah. So, yeah. You got him? All right. So I think you send Whippa a message saying, hey, man, love the radio show. If you were a real man, you would arm wrestle me on air. I'm available whenever you are.
If you're a real man,
you'd arm wrestle me on air. I think, yeah. What do you? Could you add anything to that, or just a random? Hey, love the radio show. If you were a real man, you'd arm wrestle me on air. Also, I heard you don't talk to Fitzy.
Don't say that. I don't know why. I've had two seltzers, man.
Oh, okay. You're going crazy.
I'm going saucy.
Yeah, just challenge him to an on-air arm wrestle.
Can you just change it to, hey, boss?
Hey, boss.
Hey, boss.
Hey, boss.
Love the radio show. What's Fitzy life like in real life? If you're a real man, you'd arm wrestle me on air.
Love the radio show. Man. Snore. Just joking.
And then yeah. You could ask him like a dumb radio question. Like, what's
hey, boss. Love the radio show. If you're a real man, you'd arm wrestle me on air.
Yeah.
Do you use microphones on your radio show?
Yeah, no, change it to headphones.
Yeah.
and then write, I have a podcast. I don't want to wear headphones, but the other guy wants us to wear headphones.
It's a real
like,
issue.
Just like stupidly wordy.
Yeah, like, exactly. We argue all the time.
We argue, and then lol. We lol. Argue all the time.
Lol. All right. So Capper is typing that out and sending it in. Or yeah, sending it to Whip. So now, like he mentioned before, we brainstormed some ideas.
Yeah.
I sent him to Capper and then he didn't think they were harsh enough, I guess.
There was a couple of good ones. There were not harsh enough, just I don't know. We've got Jerry to do Instagram ones before, and there was one real good one there, the jiu-jitsu one. But I think it's a bit too on par with the other one.
I will say, because yeah. I did that thing Becky and Tom did on Facebook, like I unfollowed everyone for a year. So anything I put on Facebook, no one sees it.
Yeah.
Kind of out of the algorithm. But I'll potentially do it. But
no, I think Instagram.
If you want to get me, the gram, like people will see it.
Yeah. So I think Instagram is good. And then this is the caption. It would say, Sydney lockdown ladies. I've been training in the park daily and have decided to run some basic one-on-one self-defense courses for whoever wants it. It will also involve cross-functional training for strength, stamina, and MMA discipline. I have the basic gear, just need you to show up in activewear or whatever you're comfortable in. DM to talk times and fees, etc. You'll be kicking my ass in no time.
I love it. I love it. That's pretty good.
Well, because a good friend Cam James redrafted it, and it's basically the same, but he changed it to, sup, I've been training in the park daily and have decided to run some basic one-on-one female defense courses. And then I have the basic gear, blah, blah, blah. You just need to show up in activewear, tights, or whatever you're comfortable in, and then the rest is the same.
All right. I will say this one I will have to take down, and it will not be my choice. When I get home to my fiance, I'm.
She knows you do the show, though.
Yeah, but still. She's going to be like, what the fuck is wrong with you? I'm happy to do it.
What do you think is more believable, Sydney Lockdown Ladies or the one that's like starts with sup and then goes into, you know, wear tights?
I don't know. They're both pretty good.
I think, we'll go Sydney Lockdown Ladies. Yeah. Okay.
Well, you got to listen to mine yet, Jerry.
Oh, yeah. Capper's got a few.
All right. Is there a bloke that you work with in construction that has a wife or
family? I don't talk to anyone I work with pretty much apart from pass me that nail or hammer.
Okay.
I live a really Batman existence, you know. Bruce Wayne's fucking got the tool belt on, and then, you know, Batman's doing comedy to the masses at night.
Well, I thought maybe you could send a text message to one of the blokes you work with.
Yeah,
maybe if you can, but you know, hey mate, how are you? Hope this message isn't too weird, but word on the grapevine is that you're into the lifestyle, in brackets partner swapping and such. You know how I can get into this? Been wanting to try it for a while. Obviously not in your crew because that would be weird. I really hope this isn't too weird. Just thought I'd ask.
Well, I can send it to...
Maybe if you're worried, you go, sorry, mate, that wasn't for you.
I can send it to an old boss of mine because I was doing removalist work when I had no work at the start of the year.
Yeah.
I was working as a removalist. So I can send it to him.
Yeah.
I don't mind doing that.
Well, yeah. What do you think's stronger? Sydney lockdown ladies.
Look, yeah, that's gonna that'd fuck me up more. But I'm happy. I've done Instagram before. I'm happy to send the text. I don't mind.
Let's do both.
Oh, fuck off.
Come on. Yeah, I reckon we do a text.
Yep. All right.
Yeah. I reckon we'll get a good reply from this as well.
Yep. I'm fine with that.
Give Jerry a rest from the green. Give Jerry a rest from the green.
Mate.
You've ruined a good hack here, Cap.
Done. I'll send it to text him now.
Yeah. All right. I'll send it to Jerry. I reckon we'll get a good response.
All right. Okay, here we go.
Yeah, well, you can do it after. Oh, yeah. I was excited about the one-on-one course.
I'll tell you what, I have got off the fucking hook there with this Kappa one.
Yeah. See?
No, I don't know. I reckon this is funnier.
Nah, you fucked it. You really, really... Yeah. All right, that text is out there to an old boss.
So, hey, mate, how are you? Hope this message isn't too weird, but word on the grapevine is you're into lifestyle, in brackets, partner swapping and such. Do you know how I can get into this? Been wanting to try it for a while. Obviously not in your crew because that would be weird. Really hope this isn't too weird. Just thought I'd ask.
Yeah.
What kind of guy was he? He was a furniture remover, so I'm guessing not too many syllables. Like,
yeah. Oh, three. Man, you nailed that. Well done.
All right. Well, yeah, you have kind of, I think, dodged a bullet. I really wanted to see how that other one played out.
Let's see what Reg says.
Reginald. Yes.
And then, yeah, every episode you do, like, it is basically a crossover episode because the Mug Off podcast is going off. We kind of started around the same time. I'm doing an ep soon, and then we're doing like a Patreon, which we're putting on our Patreon as well, Cap. I haven't told you that yet, but
it's going to be red hot. We got some crazy shit planned for that.
Yeah.
So it's going to be, I can't wait. I've been so excited about it all week.
So we'll get that up on Patreon. You guys obviously have a Patreon as well. Anything else to plug?
No, just listen to Mug Off, you know, follow my Instagram, Jared M Comedy. And you know, listen to the Mug Off. Mug Off is sick.
I'm really
happy with it.
Listen to the latest Sam Taunton ep today. It was really good. And the latest Heggy one is...
Yeah, the Patreon, so I will say the Patreon we did with Heggy is one of the most hectic eps we've ever recorded.
Really?
Oh, man, it was insane. It was really touch and go. Oh. So if that ever gets, you know, subscribe to the Patreon if you want to fuck my life up.
Oh, it's behind a paywall, you'll be fine.
Hopefully we'll be all right.
Yeah. Obviously our Patreon as well, 4 bonus episodes a month. We're doing the crossover up for the next Patreon, but I think because we didn't have August Bonus 4 up. That will be August Bonus 4 probably around the time this one gets released. Cap, anything else?
No, that's great. Thanks, guys.
All right.
Thanks for having me, boys.
Bye.
Hey.
Phone Hacks.